The Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin tells us that both Rav and Rabba hold that the word Merchavya is written as one word. The Rashbam writes, Teva Achashi Ve'ein HaTeva Nechlekes Lishnayim. However, in our text of Tehillim, it is written as two words. In the same Gemara, Rav Chisda commented on similar words, but not the word Vamerchavya. The Gemara asked, according to Rav Chisda, who does not mention the word Vamerchavya, is it one word or two words? The Gemara leaves this question at a teiku and unresolved. The Mincha Shai comments on this Gemara and writes that Alpi Mesoira, at the end of Parshas Vishalach, the word Vamerchavya does not end in a mapik hey, which is in accordance to the Manda Omar, who says that Vamerchavya is one word. But in our Sforim, it is written as two words and has a mapik hey. The Sefer Das HaMikra writes that if it is considered two words, then the word would be Merchov, with a komatz under the ches, and Hashem's name, Yud-Heh, would have a mapik in the hey. But if it is one word, the ches would have a patoch, and the hey would not have a mapik. The word hameitzar, the sherish of this word, is tzadi reish reish. It is a kufulim in binyan kal, as we have ki tzoririm heim lochem. The word ononi, the main accent is on the first nun. The sherish is ayin nun hey. The second nun is a nun suffix, and we never put a main accent on a nun suffix. The word is ononi. In the next pasuk, koili shamoto, there is a shvanoch under the ayin of the word shamoto. Try to lengthen that kumitz and try to get that sound of the ayin in the word, and do not leave it out completely, and do not say just plain shamoto. The same is true for the word ta'alem. There is a shvanoch under the ayin, and we should make an attempt to hear the ayin. L'rav chosi, l'shav osi, both words are milera on the last syllable. The next pasuk, roish devorecha, the shiva under the reish is a shiva no. It is after a komatz gadol. The word MS, the main accent is on the mem. Roish devorecha MS. Under the aleph, there is a chatof segol, which has a din of a shivonor, and we certainly cannot put a main accent on a letter that has a din of a shivonor. The word is MS. The next pasuk, aroiv. Under the ayin, there is a chatov patoch. It is not a complete patoch. It is not a roiv. It is a shvono with a patoch. So we try to say a roiv. The word onoichi in the next pasuk, the word is milra, onoichi. That is because the general rule is that this word is milra. However, throughout Tanakh, when this word comes at a major hefsek, either at an esnachta or a saif pasuk, the word is onoichi, and the main accent would be on the nun. The next pasuk, the word ta'am is mil'el on the tes, voda'as is on the dalid, also mil'el. The rule of patochim states that if we have the last syllables ending in a patach, the main accent is on the first patach, providing that there is a groinis on top of the second patach. Since in ta'am there is an ayin, and vada'as there is an ayin, it is mil'el. However, if it would be a regular consonant, like the word Shabbas, Yom Shabbas Kodesh, or Zman Matan Torah Seinu, it would be Milera. Ki v'mitzvoisecha, there is no dogesh in the vase. It is not v'mitzvoisecha, since it follows a yud. Also in the same pasuk, lamedeni. The word lamedeni, there is a dogesh chazak in the mem, therefore it has a din of a shvano. The dogesh chazak in the mem is there because this is a verb from binyan pi'el, binyan hadogush, binyan hakoved, and therefore it is lamedeni. And the same is true for the last pasuk, umishpartecha lamedeni. This completes this section.